Welcome to the Pure Flix Podcast, a show brought to you by PureFlix.com. PureFlix.com, the faith, family, and fun video streaming service. Get ready for uplifting news, scripture, movie reviews, and interviews with some of your favorite actors, authors, and pastors. Let's get started.
Merry Christmas. It's Billy Hollowell, and welcome to the Pure Flix Podcast. We are so excited to have you tuning in on Christmas to listen to a special edition of the podcast. This is a Christmas-themed edition. If you listened to the show yesterday on Christmas Eve, you heard about a 10-minute episode about the Bible and about Jesus' birth and about the elements of Bethlehem, the Magi, the three kings, and the gifts that they brought Jesus. Today, we're going to be talking about another really interesting element of the story. I think it's something that we sometimes overlook. We know that God is Jesus' Father. We know there's Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Trinity. But I think sometimes we don't always look at the role of Joseph in this story because it's an incredible role. And when I use the word story, I'm using that as a very literal word. This is something that we know happened. We believe it. We know it transformed history. And so to be able to talk about Jesus' birth and look at that on such a special day is so, so essential. Now, a lot of us, we love to tell the Christmas story each year. We love to hear it. And we love to see different ways of the same story being told because there's so many different elements of that story as you dive into it. But as we remember Jesus's arrival on earth and his resulting ministry, I think there's an element that we sometimes forget to look at, and that's Joseph, the role that Joseph played. And it's fascinating because Joseph accepted the role as Jesus's father on earth. And it was a decision that when you read about it can teach us so many lessons about our own faith and our own lives. So let's dive into a few of those lessons. The first lesson is that we can always walk in kindness. If you go to Matthew 1, it tells us the story of Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. And one of the most interesting elements of that story comes when we learn that Joseph and Mary were pledged to be married, but that Mary found out that she was pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Now, one can imagine the shock that Joseph faced when his would-be wife, soon-to-be wife, was suddenly with child. And the Bible tells us in Matthew 1:19 that Joseph, the father of Jesus, planned to initially divorce Mary, because Joseph was to be her husband, and he was faithful to the law, and yet he didn't want to expose her to any public disgrace, because there would have been a lot of public disgrace if she were pregnant with someone else's baby when they were getting married. So he was going to quietly divorce her. And that's a very fascinating part of the story, because he didn't have to be quiet about it, but he was deciding to quietly divorce her. Now, there's something worth noting here about the story of Joseph and Jesus. Again, that anger, that frustration, that embarrassment, a lot of people would act out on that if they were in that circumstance, not understanding the full scope of what was happening. But Joseph did not want to harm Mary in that way by making it a public situation. So I think there's a lot that we can learn about kindness, even when we're in the midst of turmoil and problems in our lives. Obviously, this is an extenuating, difficult circumstance, but we all face different things. How do we react when we're up against a wall, when we're facing pain, when someone else has hurt us? It's a kindness that we should replicate, even again, for those who have done us wrong in our own lives. Now, that's the first lesson. The second lesson we can learn from Joseph is obedience to God. You know, the story of Joseph and Jesus, it really plays out in a fascinating way when you get to Matthew 1, 20 through 24, and we see that Jesus' father saw an angel of the Lord in a dream who told him to take Mary as his wife. The angel explains that, listen, Mary conceived as a result of the Holy Spirit, and she would have a son, and that the couple would name that son Jesus, and he'd be a son who would save his people from their sins. And it was at that point that Joseph became Jesus' earthly father. And so if you go to Matthew 1, 24 to 25, it reads, "When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus." Now, there's a really stunning lesson here about being obedient. Even when life feels chaotic, uncertain, we can't figure out what's going on, we're not understanding what God's doing, you look at this. I mean, these are real people who faced insanely complicated situations that I think none of us can relate to. We all face difficult things, but this circumstance was very, very difficult and very multifaceted. But in Joseph's case, the events around him, even though they felt out of control and were uncomfortable, did not supersede or overpower or overshadow his willingness to follow God. He chose to hear God throughout all the chaos. And it's a lesson of obedience that I think we can all take away from what unfolded. Now, the third lesson, follow God, not man. That's a really important element of the story of Joseph and Jesus that I think we have to remember. He could have just quit. He could have left that relationship with Mary. We go back to that first lesson and we think about what he was likely thinking when he found out about this. He could have buckled under the social pressure and worried about what society around him thought about the couple's circumstances. But again, he chose to listen to God. He chose not to listen to cultural standards and not to let them crowd his heart and his mind. He chose to let God do that and to have faith. And against all odds, right? I mean, this is yet another powerful lesson of when we face pressure, when culture, when people are telling us to do something, when we're feeling that pressure, when we're in pain and we make decisions out of pain, sometimes we don't listen to God. And yet we have this amazing example of Joseph listening to God. Now, the last lesson we could take away, it relates to all of this. It's to persevere and press on. Jesus' father did not have it easy after the Savior's birth. In fact, the situation only seemed to intensify. We learn in Matthew 2 that Mary, Joseph, and Jesus had to initially flee to protect Christ's life, and that they had to go to Egypt after the wise men came to visit them, and an angel again appeared to Joseph in a dream and told him to take the family, go to Egypt, and Herod was actually out looking to kill Jesus. So this wasn't like Joseph listened and it was kumbaya and everything was great. Once again, Joseph found himself needing to be obedient. He got up and Mary and Jesus joined him in the middle of the night to leave for Egypt. And Jesus's father kept his family there until Herod's death. Of course, this was a smart move because we learn in Matthew 2:16 that when Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the wise men, he was furious, he was angry, he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and in its vicinity, who were 2 years old and under. And so, you know, you look at that, and it's really an unbelievable story that Joseph once again listened to the angel who appeared in another dream, and he, when the angel said, hey, take the family back to Israel, he again listened. This is multiple times now that Joseph is listening to God's message to him. And eventually, following those promptings, the family ended up in Nazareth. In addition to listening to God, this chapter really encourages us, and this is Matthew 2, to persevere. You know, life is not always going to be easy, but if we seek God and we listen to his voice, we will end up where we are meant to be, where he wants us to be. And that is the most important place that we ever could be in life. God will always surprise us. We sometimes end up in a place where we say, how did I get here? I never expected this. But when it's in the will of God and you are where you're supposed to be, everything is again the way that it is supposed to be. So there's so many lessons we could take away from Joseph. I hope those four speak to you today on Christmas as we celebrate the birth of the Savior. We hope from the PureFlix family to your family that you have a wonderful, amazing Christmas. We thank you so much for tuning in, and we hope you'll tune in next week for another episode of the PureFlix podcast.
That's all for today's podcast. You can follow PureFlix on Facebook at facebook.com/PureFlix and on Twitter at PureFlix. And be sure to log on today to PureFlix.com for your free month of access to thousands of faith and family-friendly movies and TV shows. Thanks for listening to the PureFlix podcast.